1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
On WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We are glad to talk various subjects today. And first of all, we're going to talk Spring Green Lions Club. Pam Shahadi and Jenna Stoltz are here today to talk about the upcoming events. Good morning, ladies. Good to have you in the studio with us.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Well, we hear your voice on the radio at other times talking about Pamela's fine jewelry. It's good to have you here in person.
Thank you. I get that on the street all the time. A face with the voice. But Jenna and I were just saying that, a face with the voice, Phil.
Oh, yeah. It goes both ways, doesn't it? Nice to have you in here. And it's very timely because you got a big event going on tomorrow night in Spring Green, don't you? Jenna?
We do. We have the spaghetti dinner at Arthur's in Spring Green, and there are lots of different opportunities to come in and get your spaghetti. We've been selling tickets for a few weeks now, and we also will have a dine-in and drive-through option for people to come and eat and support the Lions Club.
Do they buy advance tickets then?
Tickets can be bought in advance or at the door.
Okay. Do you have some locations where they can be purchased at there, Pam?
Pamela's Fine Jewelry at Arthur's directly, and then from any Lions member.
The club has done this spaghetti supper for quite a long time, hasn't it?
Many years, and we usually sponsor an event or a club to donate the money to a specific event, but this year the money is going back to the Lions Club because we had a rain out with the art fair, so our funds have come down a little bit, so it's to build up our funds so we can help the community in other areas. So it's kind of coming back to us. But we've done things for the swim team and the community gardens, music boosters, the Boy Scouts. We've helped with the Eagle Scouts. So there's been a lot of community involvement where we've co-opted with somebody to help them replenish their funds for an event or equipment or whatever they need. So whenever there's an opportunity to help some group, we try and help through the spaghetti dinner.
There's certainly a need. Lots of groups trying to make their way this day and age. I think the Lions are even more important than ever, aren't they?
You bet. We are so focused on our community and doing well, and we help other groups like For Pete's Sake, so those people that are in need financially for medical events, we help with an event at in the park for Pete's Sake also. So there's lots of things that we work on every day.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge event. About how many members do you have in Spring Green Lions, Pam?
Right now about 60.
Okay.
And Jenna's a new member, so
all right.
We welcome her to our club.
Did they have to twist your arm very much, Jenna?
They did not. No, yeah. I was very excited to join, and I was invited to come and attend a couple of the meetings before, you know, deciding if I wanted to join the club, and it was a quick yes. So Pamela did not have to twist my arm.
Yeah. You guys are very visible in the community, though. People are well aware of you and what you do. You're probably just about every Spring Green event, aren't you, Pam?
I try to. Sometimes I miss a few, but I try to support the community. I'm a big backer in giving back to the community so everyone can flourish. So, yeah, it's important to me.
Other than the spaghetti supper, do you have other brat stands and things like that during the course of the year?
We do. We have a burger and hot dog stand for the art fair. So we sponsor both Saturday and Sunday for people coming to the fair so they can eat. And then we do all the sandwiches for Pete's Sake. So anybody that comes for Pete's Sake at the North Park in August, and we also provide all the food for that. So we co-op with them and those things.
And For Pete's Sake has been a very, very successful event too, hasn't it?
Oh, I think they've raised lots of money for people that have some medical financial needs.
Mm-hmm. I think that deadline is coming up too, if I'm not mistaken, to get names in there or find new folks for the For Pete's Sake money too.
I'm sure, because August isn't so far away. And they have a pretty strict screening process, so they have a lot of applications, and they have a lot of group meetings to get together to figure out who the recipients will be. And it's a big day, because they start at 10 o'clock in the morning and go till the evening, and they have music and food and drink and kids events, so it's a big community affair.
Definitely. I know you're always a backer of the school, not only your business, but River Valley High School, and so you get involved in some scholarships and things like that as well, don't you?
Yeah, the Lions does donate a couple thousand dollars every year to the River Valley Foundation. That way the teachers can request some funding through that foundation to support whatever projects they want to do, kind of extracurricular type things, so that kind of helps everybody in the district, just not one or two recipients for a scholarship. So that's kind of the direction we've gone. But we've also raised money for the kids going on a band trip or a choral event, the mock trial we helped with. So there's been other situations where we donate money for the post-prom party. So there's a lot of feedback to the River Valley Schools. And then we co-op with them on a project for our wood splitting at Tower Hill. And so the service learning class comes out and helps us bag and split wood so we can sell the wood to sponsor our exchange program with our club in Rivas, Nicaragua. So we have a student exchange program, and that helps fund that. So those kids have been involved in that, too.
I had no idea that you did that, wood splitting. Probably not the old-fashioned way, though, huh?
Well, sometimes the guys get out there, bring their mauls along and show out their power, but the girls don't.
Otherwise, it's by hydraulics or something.
Yes,
probably.
Exactly.
So, oh, that's awesome that you do that. I had no idea. Then how do you sell the wood then?
We have a wood shed there, and then it's on the honor system. So they pay $6 a bag, and then for the campers that come, there's, I think, 12 sites at Tower Hill. And now they have a reservation system through the state, so they can make their reservation in advance, and it's pretty full all the time, and there's lots of walking trails there, and it's right on the river, so you can put your canoe in right there, so it's quite beautiful.
That's awesome. When you talk about Spring Green Lions, and how broad of area do you serve? It's not just the village, right?
We go into some of the rural areas, but Plain has a club, so they kind of stay there, and Gotham has a new club. Muscatine has a very active club in Dodgeville and Richland Center. So kind of stay within the confines of what I would say rural Spring Green. Mm-hmm. There's some people out in the country, but most of them are in town.
And when you look for events like the Spaghetti Supper, Jenna, lots of times you have to go out and find sponsors and things like that. Is the community pretty receptive?
Well, I think the community has been really open to supporting this drive for being able to raise some funds for the Lions Club. I know that I've had more exposure to people who want to come and buy the tickets, right? They're excited to be able to have a meal, and we even offered the opportunity if someone wanted to purchase a ticket but wasn't able to attend, we would take those payments and collect the tickets, and they're being donated to the school system for families who might enjoy a complimentary meal.
Oh, that's awesome. So people can do that. Buy a ticket if you're not going to be there then. Mm-hmm. So,
and we do have some corporate sponsors, because Cardinal, Prem Meats, and Dory Hardware bought some tickets, and we are donating those tickets back to the school district for them to distribute to families in need.
Right. What time is the event tomorrow night then?
It's 4:30 to 7:30, and you can dine in or carry out.
Mm-hmm. That's a great thing. And during COVID, you were kind of shut down there as far as dining in and things
like
that.
Yeah, we didn't have it for a year, and then we did everything carry out.
This is one of the more important fundraisers of the year then for the Spring Green Lions?
Absolutely, that and the art fair. Mm-hmm.
And that'll be coming. Hope for some good weather during that time, too,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
You rained out one day?
No rain, Phil.
No rain. I'll do my best here. But you were rained out one day last year, right?
Yeah, so it was a little... wasn't as good as it usually is.
Right. I know with Lions Clubs, another of the pet projects is the eye bank. So then you do some fundraising for that as well?
We don't necessarily do some fundraising for it, but we do, our club does eye tissue transport. So a couple months a year, we have a dispatcher, and then we collect eye tissue from someone that passed away, and then we take that tissue into the eye bank in Madison. It's kind of a very heartfelt event, because the next day somebody's going to get an eyesight. So we transport that tissue into the eye bank, and then that's distributed to somebody that needs a cornea transplant.
It's probably one of the more satisfying things that the Lions do, right, to be a part of that. So
it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Do you do some things locally with vision tests and things like that as well?
Yeah, we do eye screening in the schools and the daycare centers, so we are very involved in that. We do have some couple daycares yet to do yet this spring, but all the schools have been done. We have a camera, then it's we actually share it with Plain, Richland Center, Ithaca, and Boaz. We all own the camera, so we kind of share in the use of it. So we kind of plan out who can use it when they need it, and we share this camera because it's quite expensive. But you don't even have to. You can be a nonverbal student, and we can get an eye reading from just looking into the camera. So it's very, very effective. You don't have any, you know, A and Z and all that. You just look at the little birdies and the colors, and it gives you an instant reading of if they need additional eye exams or if they're fine.
For a lot of students, it's probably their first chance to have that eye exam, isn't it, Jenna?
Yeah, I think the opportunity that the Lions Club brings is that families within the school systems have that exposure, like that opportunity to have a test done where maybe that wasn't part of their current plan or support system or something that they were able to support. So having it right there at the schools where the children are anyway, and having such a strong piece of technology that can address so many different types of children, as you know, mentioned, even nonverbal children. So I think that is a great tool and a great resource for our community, taking care of just one another part of our kids' health.
Mm-hmm. Defibrillators, too. I think the Lions have contributed to some of the purchase of those, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Mm-hmm.
Over the years.
Yes, they have.
So another thing that's important to have those in the area. Certainly as far as other Lions things that go on, I always think about the River Valley School Fair. And I know they've been fundraising for an addition on the building and different things like that. And I'm guessing the Lions Club gets pretty involved in the fair too, doesn't it?
Well, we have, when they were building the old building, we did some fundraising for that or donations towards that. And we did an donation for the new football field. So we're always involved in that. Of course, everybody's there to see if they can buy a pig or a chicken or whatever.
Yeah, too.
But we also work on strong in the diabetes area and the seeing eye dogs. So we do a lot of fundraising for that. We also do a whole month of raising funds for the food pantry. So in April, we have a big month long food drive, and then we match the funds to go to the food drive. So it's like a double whammy. So that's a good thing for the community.
Where's the food pantry in Spring Green located at then?
At the community church on the north side of town.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then they have a distribution there, yeah, like once a week or whatever. So, okay.
Yes.
You mentioned, you touched on this earlier, but interesting that you tie in with another country. And I think, is it called the Twinning,
yes,
Project? Can you tell us about that?
So it was started by Derek G, and he loved to travel the world, and he went down there to Rivas, Nicaragua. They actually have two clubs in that town. We did some help in building them an eye clinic there, so we did some fundraising 20 years ago to help with that, and then we started a student exchange program. So one summer we send two students there, and then the next summer they send two students. So this year we only had one student because the gal that was supposed to come couldn't get a visa because they're pretty tight with their visas right now. But Demas came, and he was in agribusiness, so he visited a lot of farms, dairy farms, beef cows to see how they do grazing, went to cheese factories, so he experienced the whole gamut of agribusiness, and he graduated now and is working on his family farm. He also toured the Cardinal Plants and Ring Brothers, and he was housed by me, and Mike and Charlotte Smith had him for a few days, so he got to experience living in town and living in the country. So I think he had an amazing experience, and he went with some kids to the UW to see what the campus is like. And then we do the same thing. Our kids live in a host family's house, so they can experience the culture of the family life. And their Lions meetings are quite different because the kids can come to the Lions meetings, and their song and dance, and it's quite different than our traditional meetings, so it's kind of inspirational. I've been to their club in Nicaragua. I went with Don Golombiowski, so it was very interesting. And then we facilitate any additional equipment that they need for their eye clinic. Their eye clinic is run by two retired eye doctors, so they're open a couple days a week, and then they do exams and distribute glasses and that kind of thing.
When you go to a Lions meeting in Nicaragua, can you tell what's going on? I mean, do they speak English or do they speak Spanish?
No, but I speak fluent Spanish.
Okay, so you know what was going on.
I know what's going on.
You can follow the meeting.
And yes, I can.
What was going on? But that's interesting.
And Don was mostly excited about the food.
So they feed you, too.
Oh, yes.
That's funny that they have song and dance and everything.
And the kids are there and the grandparents are. It's a family affair.
So you've not incorporated into that to the Spring Green Lions meetings yet.
We haven't, but we're working on that, bringing the kids into our meeting, mostly the high school students, just so they can be aware of what the organization does, so that when they're out as adults, they can participate.
Spring Green area has such a mix of folks of all walks of life, too, Jenna, and that's kind of one of the things your club probably brings a lot of people together that maybe different walks of life, and maybe they don't necessarily hang out together normally, right?
Yeah, you know, as pretty much the newest member of the club, I joined a month ago, so I'm still learning, but what really drew me to the Lions Club was Well, not only family history, I have a lot of family members who've been in various Lions clubs throughout the years, but after talking with Pam and understanding the different areas of ways that you can support your community through this group, you know, the community is diverse, but also the ways that we support the community is diverse. There's, you know, from the healthcare aspect or, you know, food support or schools. I just think that that allows us to touch and learn more about our community. And I think having activities like these also tell, you know, the folks of Spring Green that there are other ways to get involved and to interact with each other.
Do you have card parties? Did I see that?
We were working on one of those. We're going to have a bag and a euchre party, but we're kind of in limbo on where that's going. But we're looking forward to that. But we have a club member that used to work for a game, produced games, and so we've had game nights at the with the club members. And then we have a March Madness coming up with all the basketball tournaments, so we get together at Arthur's as a group and watch some basketball together. You can come over, Phil.
Maybe I will. It sounds like your meetings aren't boring, that's for sure.
You know, we hope not.
You may not have song and dance, but you have other things going on.
We hope so.
Any other pet projects coming up, or any? Is there like a wish list of things like you maybe would want to get involved in and things like that in the coming year, Pam?
We kind of have our year planned out as far as what we have going on. But a couple of things that I thought about when Jenna was talking about, we did sponsor the pickleball courts, which are new to Spring Green and are very used, and people are very excited about the sport of pickleball. So we did some fundraising and donations for that, so that's exciting.
Where's that located at then?
Right by the swimming pool.
Okay.
On the north side of town, where For Pete's Sake is held. Although Ms. Dr. Timmerman says you have to exercise first or you will get injured. So,
oh, yeah, at pickleball.
Yeah.
I've got to learn more about that sport so I can come broadcast it there at the Spring
Green. Oh, there you go. That will be exciting.
Not play it, but I'll broadcast it.
You're supposed to do your exercise and your stretches before you start playing pickleball.
Well, yeah, I'll try that. So, yeah, I know there's a real vibrant group here in Richland Center, so Spring Green has pickleball going on, too.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they're playing at the community church in the wintertime, so they have some little court set up. I haven't participated. I did get, Santa did bring me a racket and a pickleball, so I can get going to that, but I haven't done that yet.
Good. Well, you keep us posted on that. Anything else that, you know, you were talking about? I think I cut you off when we were talking about pickleball, but some other projects that you're looking forward to.
We also have done a lot of work on both the North and the South Park playgrounds, so we help build and facilitate them also years ago, but everybody uses the playground equipment all the time, so a lot of that's done by the Lions. We have done some work on both the softball and baseball diamonds too, helping with scoreboards and things like that. So we try and whatever projects are out there, we try and get involved with that.
And the Dolphins swim team, do you help with them as well?
Well, we had a couple of years where the spaghetti proceeds all went to the swim team. So that's passion. I'm a passionate swimmer, and so that was always a heartfelt thing for me.
Great. Well, it's been good to have you in here and get caught up with the Spring Green Lions. Put a plug in for your spaghetti thing going on tomorrow. And what are the times, and where can people be involved in that? Jenna?
Yep, tomorrow, Tuesday, March 5th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Spaghetti dinner, you can get your tickets from any Lions Club member, from Pamela's Fine Jewelry, or right at Arthur's. Tickets are $10 for adults in advance, or $11 at the door. Children K through 8 are $6 in advance or $7 at the door. You can come in and sit down and have your meal, or you can carry out or go through the drive-thru. We look forward to seeing you.
That's again tomorrow night. So I hope a lot of people will get involved in that. Do you have a website where people can check out what's going on with the Lions?
We have a Facebook page.
Facebook page. Okay. Mm-hmm. So people can find out more about that. And
exactly.
Maybe information on how they can join, like Jenna did as well, right?
Right. Exactly.
Good. We hope many will. Well, thanks for coming by here today, ladies.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, good luck with the event. The spaghetti supper going on tomorrow in Spring Green. Jenna Stoltz and Pam Shahadi joining us here on this portion of the morning show. Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. It is good to have you here as we talk about the Ithaca FFA and all the good things that they have going. And joining us today is Ms. Sprecher. It looks like it's been a great year for FFA. Is that the case?
Yes, we've been very busy. We kicked off the year right away with getting ready for the school fair. We had county fair in there, so we had a bunch of our kids showing at the county fair, showing off their projects. We went right into school fair, and from there, national convention, and just have a lot of events in between there. So we've been a busy year, but believe it or not, Phil, the next couple months are even busier.
Oh, that's something. And you just had the contest here at Ithaca. Was that kind of a real fun thing, a real coup to host that event this year?
Yeah, so the way that the FFA works is in each section, there's districts, and in those districts they take turns hosting, kind of like they do for honors bands and things like that. So it was our year to host, and so we hosted the LDE contest, which means leadership development event. So it's basically our speaking events and quiz bowl, and we had 99 students from the area schools registered to come. So it was a really big event, but yeah, we had a great time hosting. It's a lot of work going into it, but we had just phenomenal community support of professionals who came in and offered their time to judge, to give some great feedback to the kids. The FFA group were just great. They did everything from helping set up to making food to keeping things organized, and really did a great job. We had quite a few parents also that stepped up and helped. And so in the midst of doing all that, we also had kids competing. So it was quite the night for Ithaca FFA, but it was a great contest.
And how did your students do?
They did really good. I'm really proud of them. A couple of years ago, we started having a parliamentary procedure team with our officer team. And so they competed and they won that at the district level. So they'll be heading on to sectionals here next week on the 3rd. Or 5th, excuse me, on March 5th. We have two quiz bowl teams, and both quiz bowl teams made it onto sectionals as well. And we had two other students make it to sectionals in Creed speaking, Aaliyah Swenson, and in prepared speaking, Annabeth Sprecher.
How tough is the whole competition there? It sounds like it'd be really tough, the quiz bowl team and all that stuff. I mean, could you pass the test or not?
Well, maybe the quiz bowl I could. Yeah, so with the quiz bowl, they actually get binders with about 1,300 questions that they can memorize. And so that's, once they get the resources, it's just a matter of practicing and memorizing. But quiz bowl is always nerve-wracking because you're being asked a question on the spot and you might know the answer, but then you second guess, is that the right date? Is that the right name? So it can be very nerve-wracking. And it's for middle schoolers, so of course they don't have as much experience. And then like in the other events, we had up to 12 contestants in most of those events from around the district. So only the top two go on. And a lot of the scores were just 1 or 2 points different. So a very, very close competition. Lots of great talented speakers here in our district.
Are you pretty proud of this year's officers team here at Ithaca?
Yes, a unique group this year. We have all seniors but one. So it'll be interesting next year, starting over from basically we have no returning officers. So that'll be a real difference here. But no, these guys have been absolutely awesome. They've been officers with the exception of Violet since I started. And so I've got to watch them grow and, you know, change positions on the officer team. And every time that I ask them to do something, they deliver, and it's great, and it really takes the load off of some of the things that I need to do because I know I can rely on them to do it. And it's, again, I'm trying to empower them to be the leaders and to take charge of what this chapter wants to do and just kind of help guide them along the way. And so we kind of say, we get the officer team together and say, well, who wants to be president? And then we make a list of what they have to do. And it's a pretty daunting list. And so Violet this year has really stepped up to the plate. She's done great. She's done more things than I've even asked her to do. So it's been a great officer team and a great year so far. I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them a lot.
Every year that goes by, you know, you kind of get your officer team like you want them. Everything's going well. And then all of a sudden, they graduate, and you got to relearn them the next year, I'm sure, don't you?
Yeah, and like I said, we had some returning ones this year, so that was a little bit easier because they were able to help the new ones kind of get where they needed to be. But we also have chairmen for our committees as well, and so that's a lot of times where we'll start growing those underclassmen to get them into the swing of what's expected and what their responsibilities are to help this chapter, and they're usually the ones that will step in and apply to be an officer the next year.
Well, it's only fitting we move on to the president then. If you want to slide that microphone over there, we have Violet Dilley joining us here, who is the president of the Ithaca FFA. How are you, Violet?
Good. How are you?
Good. Does it seem like the school year is going by quickly?
Yeah, it's just flying by. I can't believe that there's only 3 months left, and then you kind of move on and pursue college and all that.
So when you were running for president and you saw all of the things, all the duties you were supposed to do, it was a little bit daunting. Have you been able to accomplish a lot of the things that you wanted to?
Yeah, I think with the help of Ms. Brecker, I really have been able to accomplish a lot this year. I've had a lot of guidance from my officer team and from my advisor, and without them, I don't know how I would manage all of this.
So have you been an FFA all 4 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What motivated you? Was it an older student that tried to talk you into it, or you always were interested in it?
I just always grew up on a farm, and I was just introduced at a young age, and I just have always had a passion for showing, and so I just kind of went off with it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So what about the competition recently and the teams? Were you on any of the teams that were successful?
Yes, I was on the Parley Pro team, where our team got first at our regional event.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for a high of 51, some clouds early, otherwise lots of sunshine. And tonight, mostly clear and chilly, a low of 25. Wednesday, 52, partly cloudy and staying mild. It's 37 degrees.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Wildfire danger remains high in western Wisconsin after dozens of fires broke out across the state in the past week. 74 of the state's 138 reported wildfires happened in the past week, including 16 on Sunday. As of March 3rd last year, the state had seen just 7 wildfires. Windy, warm, and dry conditions creating dangerous fire weather, with nearly two-thirds of the state currently experiencing drought. We did receive just a little bit of rain here in Richland Center yesterday, 25/100ths of an inch. There was more in other areas, which does help the situation somewhat. Well, some help for Wisconsin parents paying for child care could be ahead.
Governor Tony Evers on Monday signed into law an expansion of the tax credit available to filers with children and dependents.
These changes will give parents some breathing room in their household budgets, helping folks to remain in our state's workforce.
The Democratic governor said that's great as far as it goes, but that more needs to happen.
We do need to have something that goes directly to the providers. Simple as that.
According to an estimate from the governor's office, the average benefit will be about $656 per filer. The child care industry is struggling, even as the average cost, believe it or not, now exceeds that of tuition. At UW-Madison, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similarly sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. Court records reveal the depth of Wisconsin Republicans' fake electors effort. Pro-Trump attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro, both key players in the fake electors scheme by Wisconsin Republicans, have settled a lawsuit and released more than 1,400 pages of documents regarding their work on the 2020 election here. That includes a video of the fake electors meeting at the Capitol as a part of the agreement. Chesbro and Troupas said they would not participate in similar efforts in the future, but did not admit to any wrongdoing or liability. A progress report on Milwaukee. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson delivered the State of the City address on Monday and highlighted an issue on the minds of many, pledging to have city departments tackle the scourge of reckless driving. Johnson said efforts include 45 new traffic calming projects this year. He also addressed efforts to reduce crime and lead poisoning and said he has confidence in the leadership of the city's housing authority. Johnson is up for a full four-year term in April. Outstanding undergraduate student researchers and their faculty advisors from across the universities of Wisconsin will showcase their work on Wednesday at the UW's annual Research in the Rotunda event at the state capitol. Lawmakers, employers, alumni, and the public are invited to attend this year, marking the 20th annual showcase of the UW's signature event, which takes place from 10:30 until 2:30 in the state capitol rotunda. It is free and open to the public. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is scheduled to give brief remarks at 12 noon with an introduction by Board of Regents President Karen Walsh. More than 150 students are scheduled to present their research. You may have noticed the recent increase in gas prices. The average in Wisconsin rose 24.3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average as of yesterday was $3.26 per gallon. This is 47.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 2 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said this is hardly surprising for this time of year. A reminder, today the Riverdale School District will be hosting screening for incoming 4K students today. Students will be 4 years old by September 1st, 2024, and students who will be eligible to attend five-year-old kindergarten in the fall of 2024 who did not attend four-year-old kindergarten are eligible to attend. Also, students who will be 3 years old by September 1st and may have developmental concerns may also be screened. To make an appointment, call Sarah at 608-739-3101. And Tech Help Tuesday is held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 50s, some clouds early on, otherwise lots of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly, a low of 25, partly cloudy and staying mild Wednesday, a high of 52. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 30. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, light rain likely overnight, and a high of 53. Friday, 45, breezy and overcast with rain likely, ending in the evening. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 52. We did receive 25 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. This morning, the air was calm, and after an early morning reading of 40, we are down from that. It is 37 degrees.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, notes on the upcoming tournaments this weekend, details on a Bucks win despite Giannis sitting on the bench last night, those stories and more in just a moment.
Ellis Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an Ellis Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The 48th WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament will take place this Thursday through Saturday at the Resch Center in Green Bay. The action begins on Thursday afternoon at 1:35 with Edgewood playing Baldwin-Woodville, followed by Kettle Moraine Lutheran and Xavier. And the Division IV action Thursday night at 6:35, Laconia will play the Prairie School and McDonald Catholic takes on Cuba City following that game. On Friday morning, Argyle-Pecatonica battles Albany Monticello at 9:05, and Lena will follow with a game against Clear Lake. In Division II, Pewaukee plays West Salem and Notre Dame against Wauwatosa East in the session that begins at 1:35. And in Division I, Friday night at 6:35, Arrowhead plays Franklin and Hartford versus Nina as well. During the weekend, the WIAA announcing the participants for the three-point challenge as a part of the 24 tournament. The three-point challenge will be held Saturday morning at 9:30 at the Resch Center. Players whose teams advanced to state were not eligible. There will be no substitutes or alternates in the three-point challenge. Among them, Rainey Wilson of Hortonville, who made 71 three-pointers during the year. She will be leading the way. Prairie du Chien's Tana Radloff, who made 39 threes through the year, will be representing the area and the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, which is out with its all-conference girls basketball teams. First team selections include two from Dodgeville, McKenna Riley and Maggie White, also Lancaster's Jessica Morgan, Platteville's Jackson Burgeon, and Prairie du Chien's Tana Radloff. They were big games during the year this year, and the co-conference champions were Platteville and Prairie du Chien, who both went 9-1 during the season. Also, for the second team, Dodgeville's Marley Bush, Platteville's Avery Richard and Rihanna Dye, and Prairie du Chien's Tessa Chakowski-Higgins and Greenlee Cron. Honorable mention players include Richland Center's Carly Meaden and River Valley's Brooklyn Stokes and Karina Osborne as well. Tana Radloff was named the Player of the Year from Prairie du Chien, and the Southwest Conference Co-Coaches of the Year were Paula Shedevy of Prairie du Chien and Brandon Temperley from Platteville. With Giannis Antetokounmpo sitting it out with Achilles tendonitis, the Bucks still managed to wipe out a 13-point deficit and took down the Los Angeles Clippers 113-106 last night. Milwaukee hasn't lost since the All-Star break. Damian Lillard scored a game-high 41 points, and Bobby Portis scored half of his 28 in the fourth period. After trailing most of the game, the Bucks tied the score at 96 with 4.5 minutes left. Patrick Beverley did much of the damage as he and his teammates came from behind. Milwaukee starts a four-game West Coast swing at Golden State coming up on Wednesday. Coach Doc Rivers says the Bucks' defense was able to slow the opponent down.
Because it slowed their action down. You know, Tyron, so many good things, and we just felt like they're going to run their zone offense, and that was it. And it was easier for us to guard that than their man-to-man stuff because of, you know, not having Giannis and not having Chris out on the floor. It allowed us to keep our shooters on the floor going zone and our size.
Former Brewer third baseman Josh Donaldson has announced his retirement from Major League Baseball after 13 professional seasons. Donaldson played just 17 games with Milwaukee, hitting 3 home runs and driving in 11. His best season was 2015 with Toronto when he hit 41 home runs, drove in 123, and won the American League MVP award. Donaldson played with the A's, Blue Jays, Indians, Braves, Twins, and Yankees before closing out his career in Milwaukee. As the Packers face the monumental decision concerning what to do about standout running back Aaron Jones, there's another possibility. All Wisconsin football fans would be happy to see Badger star Braylon Allen in the Green Bay backfield. Even if Jones remains, Allen would be a solid choice to replace A.J. Dillon. The Packers have a talented youthful receiving core and an apparent franchise quarterback. Maintaining a strong running game makes certain the offensive approach remains a diverse one. For the Badgers and the Packers, it would be a win-win. And the Denver Broncos on Monday told former Badger Russell Wilson they're going to release him next week, just 18 months after signing the quarterback to a 5-year, $242 million extension. Wilson went 11-19 in Denver. He had a tough season last year and bounced back a little bit under coach Sean Payton. However, Payton benched Wilson for the final 2 games of the season. Wilson is 35 years old and is entering his 13th NFL season in 2024. And Jason Kelce has retired after 13 seasons with the Eagles. Kelce officially called it quits Monday at the Eagles' NovaCare Complex. That's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable.
Yeah, you did some things during the year. I understand you did some things at Christmas time. Is that correct?
Yes, we sent out Christmas cards to our local supporters and just to, like, thank them for all of the support that we've had through our school fair and donating, like, apples and whatnot. And just without the community, I don't know how we would have been able to pull all this off.
And I understand you provided some meals for farmers. Tell me about that.
Yes. So we provided 100 meals, and in the meals it consisted of ham sandwiches, potato salad, macaroni salad, baked goods, and a drink of their choice. And we got that all set up, and we got to deliver that to farmers in the field.
Wow. So you went right out while they were harvesting or whatever, and you brought them a meal?
Yes. It was just all their faces. They were so shocked and so grateful, and there were tears, and it was just really great to see how appreciative everybody was, and it just makes you want to give more to this community.
So was that something that was new this year to the Ithaca FFA, or have they done it in the past?
This was something that we just thought of this year. It was kind of late notice, but we pulled it off, and I think in the future this is definitely something we should do because it just turned out so great.
Keep it going. It sounds good. What about farm to school? Are you involved in anything related to that?
So for the most part, like, we'll, like, bring in animals and whatnot, like a petting zoo, and have, like, your elementary and middle school students come in and just see all the animals, and their faces all light up, and I feel like it's just such a learning opportunity. So I definitely like that.
Sounds like that was a fun thing as well. And encouraging other students here, maybe the underclassmen and some of the elementary and middle school to join up. Is that part of your duties as well?
Yes, definitely. Just to make sure, like, we'll go into the classrooms and just kind of expand everybody's knowledge on agriculture and how many different paths you can take in agriculture. And I And I have to thank like all our officer team and our committee chairs for going out to those classrooms and just expanding their knowledge.
And you mentioned the petting zoo. What kind of animals were in the zoo? Anything unique?
For the most part, it's just pretty like basic animals like your cattle and your pigs and sheep and goats, horses sometimes too. It just kind of depends what we can get together.
Okay. So that was one of the fun projects. Anything else you'd like to add about this year, Violet?
I would just like to add that I'm extremely grateful for Ms. Sprecher and the officer team and the chairman, and that without them, I really couldn't have done this job.
And I may have asked you this when you were on with me earlier this year, but what about next year? Is that about where you'd like to be?
Yeah, so I am planning in pursuing a degree in nursing at Southwest Technical College in the fall. And after those 2 years, I plan to go to Viterbo to continue my education.
Awesome. And you're going to take a lot from FFA in your years here, what you've learned, I'm guessing you use in later life, right?
Yes.
Super. Thanks for joining us. It's been a good year, it sounds like.
Yes.
We'll have more coming up here in just a moment. Welcome back to our morning show at WRCO. We're talking to members of the Ithaca FFA, and their president, vice president, and secretary are here. We heard from Ms. Melissa Sprecher earlier at Violet Dilley, the president. Well, we naturally moved to the vice president, Logan Anderson. How you doing, Logan?
Very good.
And we talked to you back during the Ithaca Fair. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like that was a long time ago?
It feels like it should have been closer, but it is a long time ago.
And the club was pretty busy at that time, wasn't it?
Very. School fair is always like one of our busier times of the year, especially with the beginning of the year, trying to get used to starting out the school year, and then you're just thrown right into the school fair.
It looks like you had good numbers, though. A lot of people showed animals and produce and everything this
year. Yeah, we did super good with our fundraiser, with our cheese and apples, and the week of the school fair is always hectic. Seems like Sprecher's room is always empty because we're always down there trying to get everything set up and ready for the fair.
So getting everything set up and then torn down and cleaned up afterwards, that's a major undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've had quite a bit of help from the school with building some new like headlocks and everything for the cattle, so it makes it a lot easier. We don't have to set up any gates or anything. It's all built up down there.
And your meat animal sale has gone really well for you the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's always nice, like... Most kids just get it to sell at the Richland County Fair, but then for the people that go to Ithaca, we get to come back and we get a second chance. You get even double the amount of money that we get just from going for the Richland Fair.
Yeah, that's a real coup to be an Ithaca student and show at the Ithaca Fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. How did the cheese and the apple sale go? You mentioned that, but did that go pretty well?
Very good. And luckily, Oakwood donates all the apples for us, and Meister donates all the cheese that we get to do for our fundraiser.
Again, that good community support.
Yeah, it's always super nice how well our community supports us.
What about the Salvation Army? I understand you got involved with a fundraiser for them.
So we tried to do the Hosta family this year, but we never really got it put together. So we decided as a club that we'd just donate a couple hundred dollars to the Salvation Army for whatever they would use it. And we knew that they would be able to use the money towards something good.
That went well then for you.
Fair.
I think that's a part of the learning process is talking about giving back to the community a little bit, isn't
yeah.
it? Sure. What are some other things that you learned this year from FFA and being the big vice president and everything, Logan?
You get a lot of jobs that you don't expect that you would get.
Okay. You got delegated then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And not only have you got some great things that you've done in the past, but you've got some things coming up. What would you like to accomplish in the last couple of months?
So our big chicken barbecue will be coming up in the middle of baseball season. We always usually try to plan it around where we have a doubleheader with the girls and boys. And it seems like every year we start at, 4 or 5 o'clock, and we're usually sold out of chicken by 8. And it seems like every single year, everyone talks about how good the food is and how much they love eating that chicken barbecue.
Awesome. Do you have to go out and get some sponsorships for that and donations for food?
A few, but our parents donate our baked goods and all that, so that makes that a lot easier.
as an athlete and a baseball player, do you even get to, you probably get to smell the chicken barbecue. You probably don't get to eat it.
Usually we don't get any food. By the time our game is done, they're usually sold out of food.
Well, that's tough, man. So the last couple of months of the year, then anything else going on for the Ithaca FFA? You have some contests coming up?
Our livestock judging, we have that coming up here in the next week or two, and then eventually we'll move on. So,
what about next year, Logan? Have you thought about what you're
doing? I'm going to Southwest Tech for lineman.
Great. Good deal. Mm-hmm. And are you going to take some things you learned in the FFA maybe to use later?
Yeah, probably.
Awesome. It's been a fun year. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. The VP of the Ithaca FFA, Logan Anderson, and now the secretary, Josie Lau. We've had her on a few times through the last year, back with rodeo in the summertime. This year's gone by pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been by so fast, and it's just been a fun experience seeing everything as a senior.
So tell me what you do as secretary. What is your job description?
So my job is to take minutes and help make sure we get all of our motions. So if we're making main motions on things we're buying, we have to make sure that gets passed and we follow all of our rules.
And tell me about the recent competition, the CDE. How did that go for the chapter at Ithaca?
So we haven't competed in our CDE yet. We have 10 teams, and I'm on the horse judging team. And so we'll be competing in Marshfield, Janesville, and Platteville in March. So we'll be competing for those. And then if we make it on to state, that will be in April.
Okay. So you've been a part of WEHA before. Now, that's something totally different then, right?
Yep. So that one, this CDE, you are just judging horses on, like, confirmation, and they're put into different categories of, like, age and different things. So that, and then WEHA is just competing on a horse.
Okay. Where is the state held then, if you make it that far, in April?
State is held in Madison.
Okay, so you're familiar with the surroundings.
Yep.
Probably the Alliant Energy Center, I would guess. Recently, we celebrated National FFA Week. Did the Ithaca Club get involved in any of those activities?
Yes. So we did a breakfast for our staff. We made some eggs and sausage, and they all came in, and we served them. We got up early in the morning, but it was a lot of fun, and they were very grateful for all of the food and the pancakes. We had lots of pancakes. And then we did some games at lunch. We did turkey bowling. And we had some bowling pins and rolling turkey down and seeing if you could knock them over. And we did a milk chugging contest. That was pretty interesting. And then we got to finish off the week serving ice cream to our middle school and high school on Friday. And the Richland County Promotion Board provided the ice cream and milk for the milk chugging contest. So it was really cool to see part of our community supporting us and just always being so helpful.
That had to be a fun event. Now, were there any casualties, you know, with a frozen turkey? Anybody get hit or anything?
Well, we had to get out of the way. We had to make sure you were in the background because we had Cody Burns won the bowling contest, and he was gunning it down there pretty hard. So, yeah.
And no one got sick in the milk chugging? Because I think, I don't know if I could do that or not.
Yeah, they looked a little blue in the face afterwards, but they seemed all right.
Did you have dress-up days then as well?
Yep. So we did FFA colors, and we did flannel for a theme, and we also did cowboy, and Carhartt. So it was a lot of fun dressing up and getting involved.
Sounds like it. And then ice cream for the school, that had to be a hit that day.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was getting in line for ice cream.
So, and then I know you guys have been involved in blood drives. Do you have one of those coming up as well, Josie?
Yes, we'll have one on April 8th will be our next blood drive, and we're hoping to reach out to a lot of the community and get them to come and donate blood.
So have you been donating blood?
I have. I'm not a huge fan of needles, but I have donated the last couple of years, and it's just feels good to do something for a good cause. So
awesome. And that's one of the things, hopefully, you know, you take that into life, and you do it as an adult as well then.
Yeah.
So, and what about this summer then? Are you going to be back to defend at the rodeo, or are you done with your competition?
So I'll be competing this year at the Richland Center State Finals. And then if I do well, I'll go off to Nationals again.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. We hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Has it been a fun thing being involved in FFA?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot of things that other organizations, you just don't have those opportunities, and being in FFA has really given me all of those opportunities, and it's just been so much fun working with everyone and being an officer, and we couldn't do it without Ms. Sprecher, our advisor.
Have you gone to some of the younger grades and tried to maybe get some people out there, recruit a little bit?
Yep. So we've gotten to do some petting zoos, like we mentioned before, and doing different speeches to them and talking about cheese and different things. So it's been really cool interacting with some of the younger kids and getting them involved.
Great. Well, you've been a great guest. Thanks for being on with us, Josie. Josie Lau joining us at WRCL, and Ms. Melissa Sprecher with some final words here as we look at down the stretch. You mentioned the next couple of months are going to be really busy for the chapter, so it's not like you're resting on your laurels here at the end of the school year, are you?
No, I always think that once we get through filling out proficiency awards and then LDEs that we can take a breath, but this year I had three seniors that are filling out the state degree, so that's another application to fill out that I'm helping them with, and Talina is filling out the American degree, so lots to look at with those and help them, you know, critiquing their essays and things like that to make sure everything lines up where it needs to. And then, like I said, we're going into LDE sectionals next week. We have a couple middle school leadership conferences we're going to. The high schoolers went in the fall. We went to Green Bay, but we have a couple more leadership conferences coming up. And then, like Josie said, CDEs, we have 10 teams, and I always make sure that these teams practice. We aren't going to just show up and be like, oh, hey, day off school. They have to put some, you know, some blood, sweat, and tears into it. So one of the things is I bring them in during their home period, the homeroom period, or during lunch, and we practice and making sure that they have the things that they need to be successful at it. And I just always tell them, like, I will give you whatever you need and help you, which you can, if you, depending on what level you want to compete at. Like, if you just want to go and compete, that's great. If you want to go and try to win state, let's go. We're going to do this. So really, really working hard with those kids and making sure that they're learning something new. And I think that's one thing that's kind of really neat about the CDE competitions, as well as the LDE.